So Hebrews 4, great verse on the Word of God last week. For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharp than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Verse 13, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in His sight, that all things are naked and opened under the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. So tonight we're going to talk about the eyes of the Lord and how that ties in with the Word of God. Let's pray. I pray, Lord, that You'd use Your Word in our lives this evening to teach and grow us. You'll be glorified in this service. Thank You for this privilege. We pray Your blessings upon our service now in Jesus' name. Amen. So after reminding us about the powerful Word that we have in our hands, God then reminds us that His eyes are powerful, that He sees everything. As it says there, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in His sight. Remember, we talked last week about how the Word of God is like a mirror. And when we look into it, it reflects back to us who we are and the areas of our lives that need change. And so God sees us through His Word. Of course, He sees us, sees everything in the universe as well. But when we share the gospel with the lost, He is using His Word to reach out to those people's lives, to their hearts, hoping that they will come to Him. But I just want to focus tonight here on, it talks about His sight, and it says, open unto the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. Who's that? That's God. The eyes of Him with whom we have to do. God's eyes see everything. Go to Proverbs chapter 3, and we'll be reminded of this tonight, that there's nothing hidden from the eyes of the Lord, making it all that more important that we be obedient to His Word. Proverbs chapter 15, look at verse 3. The Bible says, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. God sees everything. In 2 Chronicles 16:9, the Bible says, the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong on the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward Him. The whole earth. They run to and fro, the Bible says. And there's nothing hidden from the eyes of the Lord. Go to Isaiah 29 and we'll see this. Verse 15. And why is this important? Because this should affect how we live our lives. Because, you know, the Bible talks in Psalm 90 about our secret sins. Well, they're not secret from God. They're secret from men. But there are no secrets with God. And it should impact how we live when we know as God's children that God sees everything. He knows our thoughts. He knows our actions. He knows everything about us. Notice Isaiah 29:15. Woe unto them that seek deep to hide their counsel from the Lord. And their works are in the dark, and they say, who seeth us and who knoweth us? Why is there woe pronounced? Because you can't hide it from God. You can't hide counsel from God. You can't hide your works from God. But this is how the world operates, and this is how a backslidden Christian operates. With this attitude of, who sees? Who knows? God does. God sees everything. One other verse on this, Jeremiah 23 and verse 24. And so what we're finding is that God sees everything, as we see in our Hebrews 4:13 verse. Everything is naked and open of the eyes with Him with whom we have to do. Jeremiah 23, look at verse 24. The Bible says, can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord? These are questions, obviously, with obvious answers. In other words, no. There's nowhere that you can hide where God doesn't see you. And yes, God does fill heaven and earth. God sees everything. There's nothing we can hide from God. And so, the eyes of the Lord, everything is naked and open under the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. But that should affect us not only in our behavior, but it should also affect us in our perspective about whose eyesight is more important. What do I mean by that? Well, you know, the Bible talks about a lot about things that are right in our eyes. You read the book of Judges, where Israel did this for a couple of centuries, up and down, up and down. And it says, every man did that which was right in his own eyes. Well, it's right. It's what's right in God's eyes that counts, is the point I'm trying to make. Not what's right in our eyes, because what's right in our eyes is wrong. Proverbs 21:2 says, every way of man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord pondereth the hearts. In other words, yes, we have this problem. Go to Proverbs chapter 30. We have a lot of problems as human beings. But one of the problems is that we're very good at self-deception. We're very good at self-promotion. And we're very self-centered and we're selfish. Did you notice the commonality of the word self and all of that? That's us. And one of our problems is that we often think that we have the answers or we know the way to go, like we talked about on Sunday. We don't. Proverbs 30, verse 12. There is a generation that are pure in their own eyes and yet is not washed from their filthiness. Well, we live in that generation, don't we? We need to learn to do what's right in the eyes of the Lord. And you know, one of the descriptions, if you go to 1 Kings 15, one of the descriptions of David, and no, David wasn't perfect, but he's the only man in the Bible that that is said of him, he was a man after God's own heart. That's a pretty amazing compliment. And I think one of the reasons for that is he understood this principle that what's important is what's right in the eyes of the Lord rather than what's right in our own eyes. Notice 1 Kings 15:5. In talking about David, the Bible says, because David did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord. So there it is. David did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, not what was right in his own eyes. And are those things often different? Yes. According to scriptures, they are. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So what's important is what's right in the eyes of the Lord. Proverbs 3:7. Most of us know Proverbs 3:5-6, right? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not on thine understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him. He shall direct thy paths. The next verse says, be not wise in thine own eyes. Be not wise in thine own eyes. What's matter is, are we doing what's right in the eyes of the Lord rather than our own eyes? We cannot go the right direction as long as we, like the people in Judges, do that which is right in our own eyes. So the eyes of the Lord see everything, as we're told here in Hebrews 4:13. We're to do what's right in the eyes of the Lord rather than what's right in our own eyes. But you know, there's another thing about eyes that's quite interesting. We have to be careful. If you go to Numbers chapter 13, I'll give you an example. We have to be careful not to do anything based on what we think is in others' eyes. How about that one? Remember the Pharisees? What was their number one problem? Self-righteousness. And they would often boast to Jesus about all the things that they did. But a lot of the things that they did were for other people to see. Jesus even said so, did he not? That he was at the treasury once and talked about how the people would make sure their money made a lot of noise when they gave their offerings. He talked about fasting and how the Pharisees would twist up their faces when they'd stand on the street corner so people would know that they were fasting. They did things based on what other people saw, other people's eyes, rather than what mattered in the eyes of the Lord. And here's an example in Numbers 13. Remember when Israel refused to go into the promised land initially, based on the report of the spies? 10 of the spies said, basically, we can't do it because there's giants there and there's walled cities and we just can't do it. We're outnumbered. And of course, Joshua and Caleb said, we can do it. God's on our side. And in the process of giving this evil report, the 10 spies, notice the last thing they said here in Numbers 13. Verse 31. But the men that went up with him said, "We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, "The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of a great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants." Here it is. "And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight." Isn't that an interesting phrase? Not only did we see ourselves as grasshoppers compared to them, but we believed that that's what they saw as well. Which actually, that's not what they saw, is it? Remember when they went in 40 years later? People were scared to death of Israel because they knew God was with them. So their perspective was wrong. Not only was their perspective wrong from their own eyes, but their perspective was wrong about what they thought that the giants saw, or the people of the promised land that they should have taken. And we have to be careful. Go to Ephesians chapter 6, and Paul uses a word that I think is not in the Bible, but this one time. And it ties in well with what we're talking about. So firstly, God sees everything. That's important for us to understand and believe. We can't hide anything from God. Secondly, we must only do what we believe is right in the eyes of the Lord rather than our own eyes. But thirdly, we've got to be careful never to do things based upon what we think is in others' eyes, because it's just not important. And Paul talks about that here in Ephesians 6:6, verse 5. "Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling and singleness of your heart as unto Christ, not with eye service as men pleasers." What's eye service? Well, I'm sure if you've worked a secular job, you've never had to deal with somebody who only looked like they were working hard when the boss was watching. But when the boss wasn't watching, they were lazy. We've all seen it, have we not? That's called eye service. Serve when they know they're being watched, but not when they're not being watched. Eye service. In other words, what's important is what other people are seeing. But we're Christians. We care about what God sees. And God says we're to work hard no matter whether we're being watched or not, right? Whatever you do it heartily, it is to the Lord, not unto men. We're to do our best no matter what we're doing, no matter where we're working. We're to do our best. Why? Because God is watching. So not only do we need to be careful not to do what we believe is right in our eyes, but we must be careful not to do what we believe is right in others' eyes or based on what they see. All that matters is what God sees. And that's how we should run our lives. Because all things are naked and open under the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. One last thing. Go to John 4 regarding God's eyes. I think that God would not only want us to make sure that we run our lives based on what He sees, but I also think that God wants us to see the world through His eyes. To see it the way He sees it rather than the way we see it. What do we see? We see a bunch of wicked sinners that are repulsive and terrible and hate God. But what does God see? John 4, verse 35. "Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest." What does God see? God sees souls that need Jesus Christ. If we would learn to see what God sees, through His Word, through the mirror of His Word, what does God see? He sees souls that Jesus died for. That's what He meant. White unto harvest. So that's what Jesus meant. Lift up your eyes and look. Don't look based on man's eyes. Look based on God's eyes and see that they're not what you think they are. They're souls that are going to perish and go to hell without Jesus. So if we would learn to run our lives based on what God sees. And we can learn what He sees as we spend more time in here. It will really help us. So not only to always be conscious of the fact that there are no secrets with God, that we must always keep our conscience clear, keep everything clean with the Lord, never try to keep secrets because it's just silly, but also run our lives based on what God sees. Not what we see, not what we think is right, not what we think others see, but what God sees. Because His eyes are what count. All things are naked and open of the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. And we'll close at Psalm 90 this evening, if you want to turn there. Psalm 90, verse 8, where David, again, a man after God's own heart, understood this principle. Look what he says, verse 8. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. David understood that with God there are no secrets. Remember what Jesus said. The things that you say in secret are going to be shouted from the rooftop. There are no secrets with God. So live our lives as if that is true, because it is. So the eyes of the Lord, as we're told, run to and fro throughout the whole earth. Live our lives based on what He sees. Live our lives based on the fact that He sees everything, and try to see the world through His perspective in His Word. The eyes of the Lord.